And then I went out on a walk, and I felt a whole different kind of lost and scared. And then I fell asleep in the stable, and when I woke up, I met this woman named Jake, who was strong like a man. Then we had this long talk, and she hired me.
What do you mean she hired you?
I work here now.
So you're staying?
Yeah.
What about us?
It could never work. We're from two different worlds. You're a high school student, and I'm a ranch hand.
I'm so glad you're okay. I really am.
Thanks. But we're not supposed to fraternize with the guests.
Okay.
Dylan! Dylan!
You got a voice like a meadowlark, don't you?
Dylan!
Yeah, I sure am worried about that kid.
Dylan! He ain't down there.
Oh, come on now. You come up here for the cowboy experience. You're looking at him.
You look like the kind of woman that would cheat on her husband.
Yes.
Really?
Hey! Think you better move away from that woman. Only we touch our women when they don't want us to.
Easy, easy there, friendo. I wasn't hitting on this filly. This is all part of the package. If I didn't play the bad guy, he wouldn't get to ride up and be the big hero.
He doesn't need you to make him a hero. He's a hero every day.
Why don't you do us all a favor? Get back on your horse. Ride down to the lodge and tell him, can you keep him still? I'm trying to make a point.
Okay, I'm gone. Ma'am. Wait. Wait!
There's something I want to say to you. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
Jeez. I mean, he was great with the kids.
I looked it up. The distance between our houses is 2,443 miles.
Yeah, but, you know, on some maps, it's like this big.
God, you're stupid.
All in all, it was a great vacation. We may have lost a man. But out there on the range, under that great big sky, we found a part of ourselves we never knew was there. Just like the horny cowboy said we would.